It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. You are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle. Stepping into the year that is far higher than all other years we have walked on before. Now, what is about to happen in Christendom, we glorify the church and every single Christian we share in that glory. God has designed that at this time in his calendar, that the church of Jesus Christ will experience the kind of glory that the church has never experienced from the beginning of the world. There is something that God is about to do in the church on earth that is going to happen so rapidly. Now, I'm not telling you these things just to make you happy. I'm telling you what God shows to us in the scriptures. God was discussing with Abraham in Genesis chapter 15. He was showing to Abraham in that place what the future holds for him and for the church. He had told Abraham, I'm going to bless you and I will make you a blessing. Through you and your seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed. So what God was saying to Abraham was that, I'm not just going to bless you. I will make you yourself to become a blessing. And he said, through you and your seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed. Genesis chapter 12. Let's look quickly from verse number 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I have so much cattle. In fact, when it comes to wealth, I am considered a wealthy person. The servants born in Abraham's house, people, Abraham's servants, were marrying and giving birth to children. 300 of them have been born in Abraham's house. But Abraham said, you are blessing me so much. And here again, you are talking to me about blessing me the more. And through me, all the families of the earth, the whole earth is going to be blessed. But I don't have a child. What's all that blessing for? If you have to take all this blessing and just give me a child, I'll be fine. I don't have a child. God said to Abraham, Abraham, I'm the one who is talking to you. When the word of God comes to you, it produces in you what the word of God talks about. It doesn't matter how your circumstances look like. It doesn't matter what your situation is. What is important is what the word of God is saying. It got to a point, God said, okay, Abraham, I think we've talked about this long enough. We need to seal this with a covenant. I love God. If I were God, I would say, Abraham, you are arguing with me. I will exchange you for someone else. I need someone else who won't argue with me to deal this business. But God didn't do that. Listen, the grace of God is mighty enough to leave you by yourself and the doubts that might be here or there and make his word to produce what he talks about in your life. The good news that I'm sharing with you today is that what God is about to do with the church, not one Christian is allowed to be left out. Began to discuss with Abraham to open his mind and understanding to what is being planned concerning his life. And it was not just an ordinary covenant, it was a blood covenant. He says, listen, Abraham, but before it happened that your descendants will take over this land of Canaan, and we first keep them in a foreign land. And he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy descendants or thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall say, because he has told them that this land of Canaan is theirs, but I'm going to keep them in a land that is not theirs, and shall save them, they shall save that people, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And what happens after that? Verse 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. With great substance. I'm going to put them in a foreign land. And they will be in that land for 400 years. After the 400 years, I will bring them out of that land with great substance. Praise God. Exodus chapter 11. Now, 400 years had passed, and the children of Israel were now in the foreign land. And in this foreign land, they were being enslaved from the wilderness, from the bush, and said, I need you to go lead my people out of the land of Egypt. And here he was, in the land of Egypt, bargaining with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, telling Pharaoh, God said that I should take these people out of your land and into the land that he has promised them. God wants me to take them out so that they can go and worship him. Pharaoh says, no way, they're not going nowhere. But God said, I should tell you to let the people go. And after the, while the argument was going on, God said to Moses, speak now in the ears of the people. And let every man borrow his neighbor. There was a game plan here. God had said to Abraham, their forefather, I will keep them in this foreign land for 400 years. After the 400 years, I will judge the people that enslaved them. And I will bring them out with great substance, with plenty of riches. I will bring them out. Now, 400 years has passed, and God spoke to Moses. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Pharaoh says, they're not going nowhere. God says, don't mind Pharaoh. I know what I'm doing. I will get my people out. God said to Moses, it's time for the people to leave. They're going to travel out now out of this land. Pharaoh can't hold them back no more. This is what you are going to say to the people. Speak now in the ears of the people. Let every man borrow of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Now it was time for them to leave the land of Egypt and move towards Canaan, where God had promised to give to them. Brothers and sisters, when God speaks a word, there is not one thing God has said to you that he will not fulfill. It doesn't matter what happens somewhere along the line. God's word about your life must be established. I'll tell you some of the things that God has said about you, because I read them in the Bible. God said about you, wherever you are, anywhere you enter, the people in that place become blessed because of you. That's what God said to me about you in the Bible. I read it. He said, everywhere you go, you are a bundle of blessing. You enter any house, blessing comes to that house. You get a job, you start to work there, blessing comes to that job. He said, you are always going to be the head. Anywhere you are always the head. You will never be the bottom. That's what God said about you. It doesn't matter how things look like at some stage. What God said about you must come to pass. 400 years ago, God said, I will not bring them out ordinarily. I will bring them out with great substance. Not substance, but great substance. But these guys are slaves. Where is substance going to come from? These guys were slaves, and God said, I will bring them out with great substance. A slave does not have the right to trade. So they're not even going to trade so that they can get some profit. They are not paid. These guys were not paid, so they didn't own anything, no dime in the house. They were working and just eating from dust. As they work, they are fed for that day. That's the end. They come to work tomorrow, they are fed. That's the end. That was the land they were living. And God said, I will bring them out with great substance. From where? From the word of God. When God says anything about you, there is power in that word to make what he says to come to pass. 2021 is a year that you will wonder what happened, because you are going to be transformed into realms you never thought possible. That's what God's word is saying. Now, God said to Moses, tell the people, every man go to his neighbor and borrow from them silver. Collect their silver and their gold. And every woman go to his female neighbors. Go and collect all the jewelry they have. Collect all of them. Next verse, verse 3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. That's even enough. We don't need to read further. God gave them favor. These are slaves. A slave is coming to borrow something. Slave. Can I have that jewelry I saw you wore when you went to the king's palace that day? You could have said, are you mad? What's come of you? No, but God gave them favor. The moment he asked for that gold he saw in war, he went inside and brought the gold. He said, but wait, I have another one you have not seen before. I'll give you that as well. God gave them favor. Both what they asked for and what they didn't ask for, they ripped the whole land of Egypt and gave it to the Israelites. I have studied through the Bible and see that every time that God takes his people away from bondage, he always takes them away with plenty. He always gives them favor. Now, God said to Moses, tell them to take a lamb, slaughter the lamb, and put on their doorposts. Put on their doorposts. And when they do this, when they put that blood on the posts of their doors, something is going to happen. Tonight, I'm going to pass through the land of Egypt. When I pass through the land of Egypt, there's going to be a separation between my people and the Egyptians. I will do a thing in the land that Pharaoh cannot hold the people back anymore. He was telling them about the lamb that they are going to slay, the blood of which they will put at the post. He said, I'm going to send the angel of death through the land. When the angel of death passed through the land, any house where the angel does not see that blood, the firstborn, the angel will slay. But if he sees the blood on any house, he will pass over that house. In one night, he's going to pass through the land. And by tomorrow morning, you guys should be on your way out. This thing is going to happen very quickly, God said to Moses. And look at the way he said. He says, and thus shall ye eat the Passover. You shall eat the food that you're going to eat, that dinner. You will eat it with your loins guided on your feet and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in what? There are certain changes that happen in your life that happens gradual, but there are some that happen suddenly. The one that is about to happen in 2021 is the sudden one. We have just looked at the exodus of Israel from Egypt to Canaan. In a few years from now, there's going to be another exodus of the Christians from the earth plane, the heaven realm. The church is going to be removed from this plane, from where we are now, from this earth, into the realm above the earthly realm. It may not be too long before the rapture hits. The man of God, Pastor Chris, said to us that all the signs that need to be about the rapture before the coming of Jesus, we have seen them. And so, the coming of Jesus is at hand. In less than a month or so, the man of God, Pastor Benny, said, not so. There's still one more sign that must happen for the end. The Bible described that the moment you see that sign, know that the end is here. He said that is the signing of the peace treaty with the nation of Israel. He said many nations will sign peace treaty with the nation of Israel. He said, but none of them have signed any treaty with Israel. Until we see that, the world cannot end and the rapture will not happen. He said that around the end of March. Brothers and sisters, this is December the same year. Three peace treaties have already been signed now with the nation of Israel. And two others are underway, about to be signed. So what does that suggest to you? The end is near. But it is not what the Christians should panic about. It is what we should rejoice about. And I will tell you why you should rejoice about it. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. He says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. The mountain of the Lord's house. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters. This is one of the prophecies concerning the end times. It's in the last days you are going to see this thing happen. The church, which is the mountain of the Lord's house, the church will be established in the top of the mountains. What are the other mountains? All other organizations, all other governments, all other nations, every system else around the world, the church will be lifted up above them and be set in the top of all of them. And shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. All the other nations, all other countries and different peoples, there are going to be health issues that the nations cannot have answers to. What you saw in 2020 is just the beginning of what the nations are about to face. The nations are about to face what they cannot handle. There are going to be more economic crises than the nations of the earth has already experienced. Now, this started a few years ago. They came together, the G20 and all the whatever, to look for answers to the nation's economic crisis. Up till now, they still have not found answers to the economic crisis of the nations. If the rapture has not hit, the economic trouble to the world is going to grow even worse. The signs are already there. The plans are underway to ensure they crumble the economy of the nations. But there is something that is going to happen. In Job chapter 20, verse 22. Job 22, 29. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters. The same pattern that happened in the land of Egypt, the same pattern is about to happen. The same thing that happened in the land of Israel, of Egypt, is about to happen in the earth today. The church is about to experience a separation from the rest of the world. God is going to bless the church with so much wealth that we'll be wondering what to do with the wealth. In 2021, when men are cast down, because that is definitely going to happen, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He's giving us the key to it. There is something that is the key to this thing. In those days, he said to them, put the blood on the post. Once you put the blood on the post, get yourself ready for a trip. Now he's telling us the key to it. The blood already has been sacrificed for us, which is Jesus Christ. But he's telling us there is a key, what you must also do. You must be ready to say what you should say. When there is a casting down, thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. When the word are being cast down, you shall say, there is a lifting up. When people are losing their jobs, you are going to declare that I have job every time. The Lord is my source. There is nothing that I need that we ever lack. Whatever it is, businesses are falling down. We are opening our own businesses. There is going to be a lifting up of the church. We will be set on top of the hill. The nation shall flow unto us to ask us, what is the secret behind your success? How come COVID-19, it enters into cities and pull people down, but not a Christian is suffering COVID-19? You are carrying the favor of God upon your life. You will walk into companies to go and ask for the job that you want, and you will get it. You are going to get favor more than you could ever thought was possible. Your life is not an ordinary life. God will demonstrate that He is God that differentiates between light and darkness. Those things that God has said about the church, which is in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2, that the church is going to be lifted above all the nations of the world, and the nation shall come unto us for answers. It's about to happen. In your neighborhood, at your workplace, people will come unto you for answers. They will be asking you, how are you doing this? How come your life is different from ours? We lost job together, but you have got another one, even a better one than the one we lost. I am still looking for, but you have got one already. Your life is going to be a different life to the life of the ordinary people that does not know God. Your life is not going to be the same.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised Him from the dead, and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen." Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at cesydney@gmail.com. That is cesydney@gmail.com. God bless you.